This is Mistress Brighton, and I am posting today from SploshingFunsex.com, and today's blog is called Coming Prepared, a Sploshing Show for Goddess. Now, it's been a while since I sung the praises of Sploshing Phone Sex. I know. So I wanted to make sure there was no doubt in anyone's mind that I am still the Sploshing Queen. I love being surprised with a Sploshing show, especially when it's a cutie sub wanting to show off for me and make a mess. You know how much I love making messes. And a delightful surprise is exactly what I got the day my treacle sub called in. Now, if you don't know what treacle is, Google it. But yeah, he turned his cam on after he called me, and he had like this big, elaborate array of like a splashing cornucopia of stuff to use. I thought it was like Christmas in July or my birthday. I was like, holy shit, did my birthday come early? He had so many splashing goodies that like I nearly like squirted with orgasmic joy. So let's talk prep. Preparation for splashing is everything. And Treacle, that's his nickname, he came prepared. Actually, he did come. but I digress. I can't remember everything that was displayed for my food fetish entertainment, but Treacle had everything including, oh gosh, what did he have? He had cake, honey, treacle, remember, Google it, whipped cream, pie, pancake syrup, chocolate syrup, Nutella, fruit jelly, and tuna. Yes, I did just say tuna. There was way more that I'm probably forgetting in this elaborate layout, but oh my god, so much fun. He did everything he was told, including sitting on a cake for me and pouring various concoctions over his head and, of course, fucking food for a mistress. So, you want to know, what do you need to prepare for food play? Well, just like anything, you know, you have to be safe. And in this case, the safety is mostly in regards to your furniture. Because, I mean, it's kind of obvious. The first thing you need to splash is obviously something to splash with. Hello, food. But aside from that, you'll also need to take precautions to ensure after your food play is done that it will be a snap. So before you lay out the food, you find a good spot to splash in, and then you lay down some tarp and some plastic, you know, or some plastic sheeting that you're not emotionally attached to, so that all the food and splatter and mess will be contained on the plastic and not like on your carpet or your oriental rug or your mahogany furnishings or your fine china. Some people even like splashing in the tub. Now, I don't know if you remember, if you read this blog, but Tigger splashed in the tub during a two-mistress splashing phone sex session with me and Mistress Rachel. And, oh my god, that was so much fun. I want to do it again. But whatever you decide, it's important to note that you can splash with almost any type of food you want. And the more you use, the bigger the mess. Big, wet, messy food messes are my favorite to watch unfold. Lastly, now, if you want a happy ending, it's only right that you eat your cummies along with some of that mess you made. So, that's it. If you are ready to rock with Brighton, the splashing goddess of debauchery, give me a call. 1-800-601-6975 is where you can reach me, and just ask for Brighton. Until next time, happy splashing, and I will talk to you soon. Bye!